It's time for What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
It's like the Colosseum in there at the moment, Jacinda, Prime Minister.
Quite graphic introduction.
It was a little too graphic. Got myself scared myself. How are you, Prime Minister?
Yeah, not bad, thank you. Not bad. We're still running the country despite everything else that's dominated the lines.
New Zealand's still going. The Labour Party and the government have sat by and watched a very intriguing turn of events. Multiple events happening over the last week or so. Shall we start talking about donations, which is where it's first? Where the National Party's woes were brought to the fore by Jamie Lee Ross originally. Let's talk about donations. You've been defending the political donation system.
Yeah. I mean, look, relative to other countries, I think we've got a pretty good system. I think probably the thing that I'm most proud of is the fact that we have a cap on the amount that can be spent in elections, which means that our democracy is really accessible. You do not have to be a millionaire to run successfully in an election and be successful in an election. And then what flows from that is that we also have a threshold for where you need to declare where your donations have come from. So as a candidate, $1,500, anything above that, you've got to then put the details of the person who donated. Parties keep a record of all of their donations, but it's around what then gets declared. And so really it's about drawing a line in the sand. At what point is it significant enough in size that there's a public interest in knowing where it's come from? And then for political parties, it's $15,000. So what's been in the public domain has been a discussion around a larger donation to the National Party having been split up. I've said that that's a matter for the National Party to answer. That's for them. We don't have a habit of splitting up donations. And I do think, by and large, that we have pretty good legislation around the way our campaigns run. I'd love an environment where we didn't have to run on donations, where we didn't have to fundraise, so that these things aren't brought into question. But the only alternative
would be an environment where everyone just donated their own money and or used their own money, or you had a business and you sold merchandising.
Or state funding, which is what other countries do, but I've never really heard much of a public appetite for that.
No.
So that means this is the system we've got, and we've got to make sure that we stick to the law and keep
you understand.
Safe
you understand
system.
Though why we cock our eyebrows when we see there's this $100,000 donation to National does seem a little bit rum and uncertain and a little bit stinky when it means that the guy who did it, so the guy who made that donation, even when it was split up into $15,000 lots, not long after it gets a New Zealand Order of Merit. Pardon, excuse me?
Yeah,
and then we're reminded of that story about why John Key had the flag referendum. Excuse me?
to be fair, actually, that list was done under this government. So I should be that he was nominated earlier, but it got handed down more recently.
What did he get it for?
For his services to then. Obviously, I've read every citation for everyone who gets an award. And it was for the services to the community. And I think, if you read the citation, it's legitimate. But that's the question that gets raised. The reason that we have this transparency is so that things are out in the open around where donations sit and then any flow-on effect or any perceived conflicts down the track. That's the reason we have that transparency.
But in this case, that transparency was called Jamie Lee Ross.
And again, it's all about the way donations have been split. That's what started it, and that's still a matter for National rather than us.
And I know you made some comments also about the way that mental health of people working in our political system needs to be treated and all of the workplaces in New Zealand.
Yeah, and I think actually that's a discussion that, we should all keep having.
Absolutely.
Politics is a pretty robust place, It's a pretty tough environment. It's pretty tough on people's families. I don't say that as me. That's just the reality, and it's been there for a long time. But I don't think it has to be quite as tough as it is sometimes.
Has it shone the spotlight on the ethics of the system itself, and the way that New Zealand politics needs to? Do we need to take a look at tidying up the way that that we do things?
I think it's really as politicians. Yeah, I think it's all about us taking a bit of responsibility about the way that we behave. And there's no one's been squeaky clean in the way that we deal with each other. I mean, in the exchanges you hear in the House, it's a pretty robust environment, the way barbs get chucked around.
Oh, yes.
It can be, or even within our own parties, it's been that way for a long time, but that doesn't mean it can't change.
But it does. You know, well, but I mean, the public, what's upset the public about this whole situation? I mean, the whole business of politics in New Zealand is, on the whole, mostly trying to convince a whole bunch of people that have never met you and probably won't ever meet you that you're the person that they should vote for.
And that you've got the best ideas. Yeah. You know, that's actually what it should be about, that you've got the best ideas, which is why, you know, to use a, you know, a bit of a cliche, play the ball, not the man. You know, that's what we should be focused on, is just talking about.
But,
you know,
but also that you're who you say you are, and you're not, and you say what you say because you believe it, and not because you think everybody wants you. Everybody wants to believe that you believe it. You know what I mean?
And people aren't always going to like you, but as long as they kind of respect the position you're coming from and respect the job that you're doing, and
but we don't like
the
liars.
Reasons that you're doing it. No, exactly. And so that's, I said to the team, two weeks ago, this is not for us. We are not going to be involved in this. We are not getting stuck, and we are staying out of it. And that was a very deliberate decision, because I do think we should do things differently. And when it comes to, issues around personality or what's happened in people's private lives, that is not for us. And that is not what people vote on, or shouldn't be what people are voting on. So let's stay out of it.
Right on. So what is the Labor Party, what has the government been doing in the last week that we should be taking care of?
Well, I guess if I could
Have you been trying to slip things under the dark cloud of National?
No, we've just been getting on with it. So on last Friday, for instance, we announced over $200 million for new operating theatres and beds to service the Auckland region, because we've got a huge amount of population growth in that region.
And apparently a shocking problem when it comes to the use-by date of our hospitals as well.
Is why prior to that, from memory, it was somewhere in the order of $300 million we've already put into infrastructure issues at Auckland City and Starship. We've also announced new cardio services for Whangarei. So we put $750 million aside for capital for health infrastructure. Some of that's gone to acute mental health care, around $8 million from memory just outside of Wellington. So we're trying to do a bit of rebuild, but actually things like pipes aren't sexy, but we need to keep the boilers working, we need to keep the lifts moving, and there has been a lack of investment there.
And what about the social housing issue? That seems to be, the spotlight's come up even amongst all the filth flying in the National Party.
So I've just been looking at the numbers, which we released end of last week, and you'll remember when winter rolled around this year, we gave a really explicit instruction to MSD that we wanted anyone who came for help who was legitimately in need to get the help that they needed. Yeah. And the number of non-recoverable emergency housing support, so this is not money that has to be repaid, that was dished out over winter, demonstrated that we followed through on that. In the previous year, it was around 8,000 cases of support. It was 13,000 this year. So some may look at that and say it's a sign of a worsening situation. In some part, yes, we said it would get worse before it got better, because we're trying to turn the ship around. But I think it also demonstrates that we were genuinely making sure we did not turn people away. We've also decreased the number of sanctions used for things like missed appointments. You know, sometimes I saw so many cases of where people just weren't notified or had legitimate reason, and thousands of people were being sanctioned for that. Yeah. We want to keep the sanctions for genuine issues, when people refuse to go to job interviews or follow up on requirements for job seeker, but not on trivial things that are often human error and mistakes.
All right, Prime Minister, what do you see in the week ahead in New Zealand politics?
Well, I hope, you know, us just getting on with the business. It's a year this week since we formed the government.
And happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thanks. And I'm really proud of that, actually. You know, there's a
how about that, eh? How about that
thing? It couldn't be done. You know, we're a pretty pure MEP government. And look how much we've done. I hope we'll be marking the occasion with some. We'll be doing a little bit more later on this week to kind of mark the occasion.
Well done. All right, thank you very much, our Prime Minister of New Zealand, Jacinda Ardern, speaking to us this morning.
Nice to chat.
that was What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.